episode 3271, Believe.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen because it's Inspiration Motivation Day. And no matter what is going on in your life, I know it can be chaotic. It can be just happy and joyful. Or maybe you're just so frustrated that you're turning me on going, I just need a break. Well, take a big, deep breath. Believe. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, in the pursuit of our dreams, belief plays an undeniably influential role. I mean, and undoubtedly does. It's the foundation upon which we build our goals, shape our mindset, and drive our actions. Believe. And as you know, belief is the power to fuel your determination, especially when you're weary and uncertain. And it empowers you to keep moving forward, right? Reminding you that you're capable of achieving greatness. Belief is that powerful force that propels you beyond your comfort zone and into the realm of possibility. What does this make possible? When we choose to believe, we are essentially declaring our unwavering faith in ourselves, right? Looking at ourselves and our own abilities. It's in this unwavering belief that enables us to take each day as an opportunity to make wise choices that align with our goals and desires. Where are you in your belief? Belief is a spark that ignites the fire within, propelling you towards your dreams. Believe, my friend, believe. Because really, it's crucial to understand that our feelings are transitory, right? And it really should not dictate our beliefs. But you know what? When you're feeling tired, it sure does. When you're unsure, oh yeah, does it not diminish the power of belief? It does. We sit there and we question everything. Can I really do it? Am I cut out for this? Do I have what it takes? In fact, it's during these moments of doubt when our belief takes on even greater importance. You gotta believe, my friend. We must consciously choose to anchor ourselves in the awareness that our feelings do not define us. But a lot of times we live in our feelings. And it's fine, but we can't treat them as facts. So instead, we should focus on the unwavering conviction in who we are becoming and the abilities that we possess. What gifts and talents do you have? What do you know you're good at? Well, me, you know I'm good at talking. I'm still here chatting. But there is so much happening in the world, and I could sit here and kind of become this little cocoon almost and just say, you know what? I just got to shut everybody out. I can't deal with this anymore. I can't get on here. I can't talk to these people because there's just not enough positive in the world. I'm just tired. I just feel like, you know, no matter what I do, nobody's really listening. Does it really matter? If one person matters, does that really matter? Does that one person really matter? Belief is not a passive state. It thrives on action. Let me tell you, that belief, yeah, it does really matter. And that one person listening, that's all that matters. Each step forward, no matter how small, is a testament to your belief in yourself and your dreams. So it's essential to recognize that greatness is not achieved overnight, but through consistent, intentional effort. You've got to hold on to the belief that your continuous pursuit and dedication will ultimately lead you to the pinnacle of success, that mountaintop. But you may actually have 20 mountaintops till you reach the top of the mountain. But who's counting? Right? You're on a journey. But I know sometimes as I was writing this, I was thinking, seriously, come on, Christiane, you're going to talk about believe and the belief in life. And I'm thinking, man, if you would look on my Facebook feed, just the negative things that are happening right now out in the world, I'm not even talking about turning on the news. I'm talking about in people's lives, personal, gut-wrenching, heart ripping out of, you know, their bodies type of, oh my gosh, this can't be happening. And I just shake my head. To the point where I'm like, I don't even like being on social media, but who even wants to get on there to see what's going on? Because every time I come on there, there's something more drastic, more devastating. But in all of that, I become more determined. Believing that what I'm supposed to do every day here with you is to show up. Even when I struggle. Even when I don't necessarily believe in myself. So as we navigate the journey toward our dreams and our aspirations and what we want to be when we grow up, we must remind ourselves that our belief in our own worth and potential is unshakable. And for me, I don't know about you, but for me, man, my belief has got to be in God. And it comes from Him. It starts from Him. And so in that moment of weariness, self-doubt, or even failure, my belief in Him becomes my guiding light, illuminating the path once again, going, yep, this is the direction I'm supposed to go. And then at times I'm like, Lord, can you just dim that light a little bit? I don't want it so bright. Because if it's so bright, that means I have to go down that path. In reality, I really don't want to believe that that's where you want me to go. Are you wrestling with that now? Maybe you know that there's a path you're supposed to go down, but you're scared. You're afraid. You don't know what the outcome is going to be. And so you wrestle going, yeah, I don't have what it takes. So you create excuses. You create fallacies in your own mind going, yeah, I'm not good enough, which you really know you are. Oh, no one needs what I have. In those moments of weariness, in those moments of, I can't do this on my own. Man, will I ever succeed? You've got to believe. Because it is truly in that belief that you cultivate this resilience and maintain the unwavering determination to forge ahead, to keep going. To say, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. At times, I just want to be my grandson at times. I want to have that power, that get up and go, that you know what, man, I fall down. When I was visiting them this past weekend, he was like, Grandma, chase me. I'm like, if he only knew. You know, you get older, you're like, really, I have to run? So we're running, and it wasn't outside because it was kind of cold. I know we're in the South, so cold is like not cold for most people, but it was a little chilly, and I didn't want him to get the sniffle. So we're running in the house doing this kind of a lap, and it's fine. Mama's fine with it. And so he's like, chase me, Grandma. And I said, okay, I'm going to chase you. And so off we go. And really he wanted to say, no, I want to chase Grandma. And I said, okay. So I would go a little bit slow. Then I'd kind of rev up my engines as fast as Grandma can really go, which isn't that fast, right? But I'm going as fast as I can. And I would run and run. And I'm in wedges, by the way. So, you know, just imagine and picture that. And we had just gotten home from dinner. And I was like, the stomach isn't going to happen. You know, it's not going to last very long. And I was starting to kind of huff and puff and all of that. And at one point, you hear smack. And down he goes. And I stop, you know, like on those cartoons back in the olden days where you see, you know, the dust behind them and everything. You've got the bubbles coming up. Yeah, that was kind of like my stop there. And I peek slowly around the corner expecting him just to be like tears coming down, but no noise coming out of his mouth. And he's got his hands already in push-up position. I'm all right. And already getting ready to rise back up to chase Grandma. Why is it that we don't have the resilience and the belief that a child carries? Why is it that they can jump up and not really at all be, oh my goodness, I can't believe this just happened, but literally that smack on the floor, because he landed on the tile floor, and you could hear his little tummy and arms just smack the ground so hard. I'm all right. And up he came, chase Grandma, and off we went. My friend, embrace the power of belief, the belief that a child has, because it is your most valuable asset to chase your dreams. And take that belief and allow it to infuse each day with renewed purpose, reminding you that you are more than enough. You don't need to look side to side. Yeah, sometimes we need to have a trusted confidant that says, you got this, you can do this, and to cheer you on. Sometimes we need guidance. We need a coach or a counselor or a pastor or somebody in our life, our spouse that says, yes, I'm behind you. My friend, you've got to trust that your belief in yourself will carry you through the highs and lows of your journey, proving that perseverance and resilience are the building blocks of greatness. Chase Grandma. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Except that night, they were really fast steps. Belief acts as a catalyst for progress, empowering you to move forward toward your goals, even when you feel tired or uncertain. You may not know what is right in front of you. You may be tired. You may be actually filled with joy because it's like, yeah, you can taste what's there, but you're really not sure. You're really supposed to go there. That belief, though, anchors you in the unwavering faith that you are worthy, that you have incredible potential, and the best is yet to come. So trust in your belief. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. That's truly what keeps the belief going, is you taking action. Are you ready to do that? Because when you do that, incredible transformation unfolds. But you, my friend, you gotta believe. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.